Assistant Chief Monty Rothenberger, who I still sometimes want to call you Commander, but yeah. it's Assistant Chief. And is that title suiting you well?
It is my title. Yeah, it's all right.
It's all right?
It's all right. Yeah.
They make you Assistant Chief and you say it's all right?
A lot of responsibilities.
Yeah. But you're one of my faves from the YPD. How are things going?
Good. You?
Wow, turns it right back on me. Gives me a good and then starts questioning me like a cop. Things are well. Yeah.
Excellent.
We always enjoy you coming in. Before we get to business, happy anniversary.
Yep, my wife would be proud. Yep, August 15th.
What would she be proud of?
That, well, I didn't remember it at first, but I got it set in stone. So.
Well, it's early.
Yeah. Yep.
14 years ago, huh?
Yes.
And where did you get married to Stacy?
It was just the normal, hey, let's get married courthouse thing. Nothing
extreme. One of my boys got married in the courthouse, and it was incredibly special.
Yep.
How did she ask you to marry her?
Oh, man, you're going way back. I don't know. It was a mutual thing.
Yeah?
We dated for quite a while before we got married.
So. Want to get married? I suppose.
Yep.
Yeah. Courthouse? Sure.
Yep.
Or do you want to eat afterwards?
Minerva's it was. That's what she said. I don't remember that, but...
Well, she's a gem. Happy anniversary to her, too. Not just you, but to her also.
Exactly.
You know, I never know what I'm going to get when you walk in. I'm remembering back to your shaggy days
and
your crazy sweaters, and now it's all gone, and you got those little glass. I mean, I don't know what to expect when you come here.
Yeah, this is the professional riverboat days look.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, we'll take a picture and put it on Facebook, and people can judge for themselves.
All right. Sounds good.
Speaking of riverboat days, all hands on deck for the YPD this weekend, I would imagine.
Yep, we have people that normally don't work nights, people that normally don't work this weekend that are out there working. So we appreciate that and all their hard work.
What do you expect for riverboat days? I mean, what does that mean? I know a lot of extra traffic, and I know that people are enjoying the weekend and beverages and stuff. What does it mean for you guys?
We're busy, but we have enough staff that it feels like a normal weekend usually. And the other thing too is activity goes on well into the morning hours.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably a little different than.
Do you mean after I go to bed?
Yes.
Life continues to happen?
It does. You'd be amazed.
In grand fashion, I'm sure too. Well, I noticed the police patrolling the park during riverboat days, and I think just the presence does a lot.
Yep. That helps. I mean, we'll have, obviously, we'll have patrol cars out, people walk in the park, and then we'll have the bike out, too.
And hopefully, most of the people that you run into, you know, extend a hello, a thanks, an appreciation. I know you know a lot of people, too, so
yep,
just good to connect.
Oh, yeah. It's nice having these community events.
Riverboat Days, of course, brings a lot of traffic to town, so pack your patience.
Yes. Yep. Watch the speed limit. Get the phones out of your hand. Get a sober ride, because we're also doing, we're with a Drive Sober, Get Pulled Over campaign too, August 15th through September 1st.
Are there checkpoints?
They have in the past, not us. That's usually put on by the South Dakota Highway Patrol, but don't be surprised if there is one, because they've done that in the past. They don't even tell us where they're at.
When you add it all up, getting stopped, getting pulled over, getting a ticket, going to court, insurance going up, you have a number on that? I know it I used to hear like $10,000.
Yep, and I think that's what was in her post too, but it's going to cost you money. It's not worth it.
Yeah.
A taxi ride, a long walk through the city is a lot better than getting a DUI.
Maybe you know this. Are there Ubers and Lyfts here in Yankton?
We used to have Lyft. I don't work nights anymore, but I know there's plenty of taxis out there. And then there's a certain bar too that it has a bus van type that goes around too and drives people around. So
I just thought of a question I haven't thought of. Can you get a DUI on your bike?
If it's a class 1, 2, 3 pedal assist bike, no. Okay. And not a horse either. Somebody just asked me this like last weekend. So
what about a cow?
Nope, it's no motor in that.
Oh, so. I know the answer to this one. Golf cart.
Golf cart, yes.
You can. That's what I thought was the answer to that one. Well, I mean, we could run through all modes of transportation, just get some assistance if needed.
Yes.
Okay,
good. Yep.
How's the team? How's the staff? I notice on your Facebook page, happy anniversary to so-and-so, or so-and-so just did this. It's kind of a revolving door of officers. You just always got someone new.
Yes. We are actually full-staffed. We have a baby coming up, so... We also have officer injury. I'm sorry.
You have a what coming up?
Somebody's having a baby here late
fall. Can we look into that?
Yeah, we can look into that.
All right. Who's having a baby?
That would be Sergeant Caitlin Schindler.
Having
a baby.
All right. Well, you just threw me for a loop there. Yep. Like, what? You got babies on patrol now?
And then Officer Karlstadt will be going to the academy, too, in August.
Okay.
So otherwise, we're doing good.
I still have your trading card on my fridge.
Unsigned, too? Did I ever sign that? I should probably get that.
You would sign that?
I'll sign that for you.
I don't know if you want to wreck it with a signature. The eBay value right now is $1.48 on that. I don't know.
That's pretty incredible.
Do you still have any of those on hand if people want?
Yep. We still have some cop cards. We'll have some other goodies, too, so look for us. I believe we have some free custard cards. Not ice cream. Custard cards.
Custard from Culver's. Cards.
Yeah.
That's why I always see your cruiser in the drive up at Culver's. I thought there was something going on out there.
I don't personally use those. but yes, we'll have those down at the park. So yeah, look for us down there.
Monty, is there any mercy for someone speeding in a school zone?
For me, no. I meant it's 15 for a reason. Kids are out. There's no reason to speed. Take your time. It's like last year I hit those pretty hard too, and I told people, like, you don't have to go through a school zone. You can take other alternate routes if it's hard to drive 15 miles per hour. And
out there by Trailhead, I was out there for their open house with my granddaughter last night because she's going to school there. And, man, 30 miles an hour, even when I think I'm going 30, I'm not going 30. Even on my scooter, I'm probably going a little too fast.
Yep. August 18th, first day of school, we're going to have officers out, so I'll be up at Trailhead. So if you're speeding, you may see my face.
Which, you know, that can go either way.
Yes.
What's the plan for the anniversary tonight? Lay it all out from start to finish.
I know.
Will a candle be lit at all?
There'll be fireworks down at the park. Oh,
okay.
Probably go down at the park. So
people should know that fireworks tonight are in honor of Monty and Stacy Rothenberger's 14th wedding anniversary.
No, that is not the case. But and maybe a bloomin' onion in her future, because I do think she wanted a bloomin' onion. So
the couple that can share a bloomin' onion together will stay together.
I'm not a big bloomin' onion fan, but I'll make it happen, I think.
Monty, thanks for coming in. Our best to the YPD. I hope everybody's good this weekend. I hope things are safe, especially for school, too. Boy, be careful.
Yes. Thanks for having us, Jeff.